Okay, so we have Eternal Youth by Root.
Okay, okay. While I'm finding the song, can you elaborate a little bit on Rude?
Okay, well, I've only listened to this song from them.
Right, so can you go through all their discography real quick?
Yeah.
Their background, each person individually. Sorry, can you give me like four genres they sort of fall into generally? All right, Eternal Youth by Rude. That was Eternal Youth by Rude. Pretty good song. I was vibing. Reminds me a lot of Avatar The Last Airbender. I watched that a lot as a kid. Similar soundtrack, similar instrumentals.
Yeah, but like lo-fi.
Yeah, but like lo-fi, so definitely different.
Yeah.
A lot less energy. But coming up next, I'm going to be playing a song that I picked. Gum by Moose Blood. They're not necessarily lo-fi. They're more like alternative rock. But they're kind of the same sort of mood. So, Gum by Moose Blood.
Do you want to come over late? Yeah. To my house. Watch American Beauty in the dark. And I'll hold your hand to the very end. The very end. And we'll stay awake till tomorrow starts. Do you wanna come over late? to your favorite song. We'll pretend the words ain't true, they don't mean anything to you. But do you wanna come over later? To my house.
That was Gum by Mooseblood. In hindsight, not really as much lo-fi mood as I remember. It's a lot more aggressive. Same sort of emotions, but a little different way of channeling it.
Yeah, it's a lot different than what we normally do. Like, especially when it started getting really aggressive, I was like, wow.
I'm in a mood. I'm in a mood. Anyways.
I mean, yeah, it was good.
Thanks. Yeah. I'll let Mooseblood know.
Yeah.
Anyways, Luke, do you have a song?
Yeah, Flow On by Ginseng.
Ooh, is that on Spotify? Yeah. Or okay. Yeah. Appreciated.
Basically all this stuff is.
Yeah, yeah. So that's a good point. Anyways, Flow On by Ginseng.
What?
That was Flow On by Ginseng. Definitely reminded me how much Gum by Miss Blood is not lo-fi at all. Not even remotely. My bad on that assessment. Anyways. Lindsay, song?
Okay. This one's also not lo-fi, but
ooh.
It's called If You Know That I'm Lonely by Fur, but Fur is spelled like F-U-R.
That's, yeah,
that like, sounds like lo-fi.
Yeah, though. Yeah.
It's not, though.
Even the album cover is like really abstract, so it's like, all right. If You Know That I'm Lonely by Fur. Fur is in all caps, just wanted you guys to know.
I feel like I'm not even in my life, man. I never wanna leave as I see myself running out of time. Mistake after mistake, it's safer if I distance myself. If there's a way for me to not do what I have done for so long. Couple of down days, it's like you're stealing what I had for a while and using it yourself. In my mind, I see what I wanna see, and if it goes wrong, I think I'll never be the same, but I know.
That was If You Know That I'm Lonely by Fur. Good song. It wasn't lo-fi, but I vibed with it. Reminded me a lot of a different artist, Hello Goodbye. A lot of their music is fairly similar. At least if I remember correctly, I listened to them a lot like in middle school and early mid-high school. So maybe I'm remembering it wrong, but if I remember correctly, the song Everything is Debatable by Hello Goodbye is fairly similar, at least vocal-wise, so I want to play that next. that was Everything is Debatable by Hello Goodbye. Again, totally, totally misread the genre. So I think I was thinking of a different song, seeing as I did listen to them in middle school. But I like that song better than the other song I was thinking of, so it's okay. But anyways, Luke, I'm assuming you have a song.
Yeah, another ginseng song.
Of course.
It's probably all I'm going to play today, but it's fine.
That's okay.
Ginseng's Smile From You.
Very good. Ooh.
It's in Solitude.
I'm just gonna go ahead and...
All right.
Oh, okay, the one it's with just, the wave.
Yeah, it's just the letter U.
Oh, okay. I like when I spelled it. I like when I typed it. Really. I like when I typed it in wrong. I got it. I got the right one, but then when I tried to type it in with... Okay, it's fine. Anyways, Smile From You by Ginseng. That was Smile From You by Ginseng. Absolute jam. The classic Ginseng. Anyways, Lindsay, hit me up with that song.
Okay, this is another lo-fi song. It's called Sunflowers by Rookie, except instead of an I in Rookie, it's a 1.
Right. Okay. Okay, Sunflowers by Rookie, featuring Limes, is what I'm saying here.
Yeah.
Limes? The artist Limes. Oh, well, would you look at that? All right. Sunflowers by Rookie featuring Limes. Mm-hmm. That was Sunflowers by Rookie featuring Limes. Felt like it was sampled from the 1930s, but I did appreciate it. Anyways, up next, I'm going to play a song by the artist Adult Mom. I'm actually sort of vaguely related to the singer. It would be complicated to explain because I don't fully understand how we're related, but
just say that. It sounds
it's like
cool,
second right? cousin, third just, cousin, just, sort of, no, but like not related. Actual yeah, blood blood just, relation. Just it's related. Just like basically like just, a kind of no affair, but yeah, we're like super related. Like we hang out like all the time.
It sounds way cooler to just say I'm related.
Yeah, yeah, let's go with that. Anyways, Survival by Adult Mom.
Sorry later, and I was just like, sorry for making you cry. And she's like, it's okay.
Was Survival by Adult Mom. Really good song. Really big fan. Glad that I'm vaguely related. Who has a song?
I guess I have one.
Is it a ginseng song?
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
It's Her Smile.
Ooh. That's a... Oof.
Yeah.
No weird spellings, which is nice. No, yeah, I appreciate nice. That ginseng thing. Yeah, oof.
Or not all, but like...
Yeah, I know what you mean.
Yeah.
Anyways, Her Smile. By Jensen.
Thank you.
That was Her Smile by Ginseng. A little bit on the shorter side, but it's a good song, so it's okay. It makes up for it.
Yeah.
Up next, we have a song that Lindsay wanted to play.
Oh, Breeze by The Deli.
Yeah. Yeah, throwback to that. Was this the first show or the second show?
5:32 p.m.
We played the song by them 5:32 p.m. at 5:32 p.m. because we're extra. So here's Breeze by The Deli. That was Breeze by The Deli. We're going to move away from the music for a second to talk about some important issues through PSAs. First, we're going to have Lindsay read one. Here you go.
All right, this one's titled High Blood Pressure. Have you been putting your heart under too much pressure lately?
Yes.
Uncontrolled high blood pressure is serious, and your heart can quit whenever it wants.
No one wants that.
But when it quits, you quit.
Oh, no.
Listen to your heart and don't let it quit on you. Doing the minimum to control your high blood pressure isn't doing enough. High blood pressure can lead to a stroke, heart attack, or death. Get your blood pressure to a healthy range before it's too late. Find out how at heart.org/bloodpressure. Check, change, control. A message from the American Heart Association, the American Stroke Association, and the Ad Council.
Thank you, Lindsay.
Beautiful.
All right, Luke, I'm going to need you to come around over here. I'm going to move that one out of the way because I got to hit you up with that one. There you go.
Ooh, nice. All right, this is about Meals on Wheels. 1 in 6 seniors faces the threat of hunger, and millions more live in isolation. Drop off a hot meal and say a quick hello. Volunteer for Meals on Wheels by donating your lunch break at AmericaLet'sDoLunch.org. This message is brought to you by Meals on Wheels America and the Ad Council.
Thank you, Luke. I'm going to be reading a very short one on emergency preparedness, which is kind of ironic because I'm not really preparing or doing anything with this PSA. It's just kind of short. Make sure you know where to find your family in an emergency. Start your plan at ready.gov. All right.
I needed that.
Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
That, jeez.
Ooh, easily the best.
I didn't even know that before.
Yeah, make sure.
It's enlightening.
Did you know that you should probably find your family, the people you care about, in an emergency? Yeah. Did you know?
I do.
Yeah. Thanks, FEMA and the Ad Council. Ready.gov, everybody. All right, so coming up next, we probably have more music, I'm assuming. Wait, was it up? I think it was my turn to play a song, isn't it?
Yeah, Jay.
All right, so I'm going to default on playing More Adult Mom. I'm going to play Be Your Own 3 AM by Adult Mom.
I take my shoes off, crawled into bed, thought I had nothing left. And I got his number in January. It was so freezing. I am ruined, best when I am cold. Am I like I do?
Was Be Your Own 3 a.m. By Adult Mom. Lindsay, or wait, or is Luke next? Luke, I think you got a song?
Yes, so.
I'm just going to start typing in an artist. You can tell me if I'm in the right direction, okay?
Yeah. I got to pick one on the fly.
All right. There's plenty to choose
from.
There's
a lot, yeah.
Just tell me which album it's off of.
I don't know.
All right.
I'm so sorry.
Good start.
Play Quiet. It's
which album is it on?
Solitude.
Okay. Quiet by Ginseng off of Solitude.
Yeah.
That was Quiet by Ginseng. Lindsay, so I know you wanted to play a song. I'm going to let you introduce this one. Go ahead.
It has a long title. It's called I Was Feeling Down, I Found a Nice Witch and We're Friends by In Love with a Ghost.
I think collectively all of the words in combining the title and the artist are more words than are in all of the songs that that Luke has played for the entirety of the show. But yeah, so we're going to play I Was Feeling Down, I Found a Nice Witch and We're Friends by In Love with a Ghost.
All right. That was I Was Feeling Down, I Found a Nice Witch, and We're Friends by In Love with a Ghost.
What did you guys think?
I liked it a lot. The intro was a little weird. It was just kind of like, it sounded like someone hitting metal for like 20 seconds.
It sounded like they were just like flicking the mic.
Yeah, they're just like,
yeah.
Just like that.
Can you repeat that?
Sorry. One more second. Let me just prepare.
I'm just going to need that one more time.
Let me just
see that? It's exactly what it
said. Yeah, it was just yeah, see, exactly. It's like we're playing the song. Anyways, so I'm going to play my favorite, I think my favorite lo-fi song in general, Her by Eerie. I know that's kind of, there's a lot of lo-fi songs, so saying this one's my favorite is a bold claim. I was just going to say that.
I'm going to say, I don't agree. But
it's my it's my personal favorite is this song.
Yeah,
it's fine. So, subjective best lo-fi song in my opinion. So, here's Her by Eerie. That was Her by Eerie, my favorite lo-fi song. Coming up next, someone else is going to play a song that's not me.
I'll play, I don't know, I don't want to make claims like you, but it's one of my favorite lo-fi songs.
All right, I mean, you're not really making a claim if you're saying it's your personal favorite.
Well, I don't know, I just want to, I don't want to pick because
yeah,
there's
gotcha.
So many good ones.
That's true. All right, what's the song?
It's In Your Arms by Saeb.
Ooh, that is a very good song.
Yeah. S-A-I-B. It's just his name. So. Mm.
In Your Arms by what was it again?
Saeb.
Saeb.
Don't let 뒷모습 초라해 보이지 바람은 따라 내 맘도 따라 소나기가 내리네 나의 오후 향기로운 과일 달콤한 케이크 한 조각 지친 하루 괴로운 내 맘을 위로하네
That was In Your Arms by Saib.
Yeah, Saib.
All right, I got it vaguely correct. So that's going to be our show. We're going to sign off now, probably go head off and eat, hopefully, depending on the quality of the food. You are listening to WJRH 104.9 FM, Lafayette College, Easton, Pennsylvania. We were undecided. I hope you enjoyed our show. I hope you guys have a great night. I'm Joey.
I'm Luke.
I'm Lindsay.
Good night, everybody.